Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天见到每一位。
We're so happy to see every person here.
那我也感谢主给我有这个机会跟大家交通。
I also thank the Lord for this opportunity to have some fellowship with you.
我相信每个交通的弟兄或者姐妹都只不过是一个声音。
And I do believe that every brother or sister that shares is but a voice.
是我们今天是一起来听主向我们讲话。
Together, we are here to hear our Lord speak to us.
所以下面我请弟兄姐妹们，我像 Steve 弟兄一样 ，Stephen 弟兄一样。
And so, in the following time, just like my brother Stephen,
他请大家有一分钟的时间。
He asked everybody to have 1 minute's time.
我现在请大家有一个小时的时间。
I now ask brothers and sisters to have 1 hour's time.
稍微难一点哈，那我们来试一试。
It's a little bit more difficult, but shall we try?
我们就把下面这一个小时交在神手里。
Let's give the following hour into the hand of God.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父啊，我们感谢你。
Dear Father, we thank you.
是你召聚我们。
You are the one who calls us.
我们才可以在这里。
And so we are all here.
我愿意你把你的心意向我们来打开。
Do reveal your will to us.
也让我们可以来跟随你的心意。
So that we are will be able to follow your heart's will.
我们需要你的帮助。
How we need your help.
帮助我们。
Help us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，那我们下面先来读两处的章节。
Now let's read two passages of God's word.
今天的题目，首先我们今天的题目是，应当以我事以我父的事为念。
Today our topic is that we ought to be occupied in my father's business.
第一处的章节是在箴言的四章二十三节。
Our first passage is in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4.
箴言的四章二十三节。
Proverbs 4:23.
你要保守你的心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Keep thy heart more than anything that is guarded, for out of it are the issues of life.
第二处的章节是在路加福音的第二章第四十九节。
The next passage is in Luke chapter 2 verse 49.
这处章节也是今天我们题目的章节。
And this verse is also the main topic.
这是主耶稣他吐露心声的一句话。
This is a word that our Lord Jesus himself spoke.
是他心里的意念和一个选择。
This was his heart's thought as well as his choice.
所以我们来读。
Let's read it.
路加福音的路加福音的二章四十九节，耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？”And he said to them, "Why is it that ye have sought me? Did ye not know that I ought to be occupied in my Father's business?"
所以今天我试着跟大家谈一谈心。
And so I would like to try to have this discussion with you regarding our heart.
那我今天跟大家的分享呢有四个方面。
There's four aspects to today's sharing.
第一个方面我想分享到我们心的重要。
First, the importance of our heart.
那第二个方面呢我想跟大家分享到就是我们天然的人的心是败坏的是不能顺从神的。
Secondly, the natural condition of our hearts, it is corrupted, it is not able to obey God.
那在交通这里的时候我想用以色列人的历史来做一个印证。
And in this section, I'm going to use Israelites' history as a confirmation of that.
而且用我们今天所经历的做一个印证。
As well as our own personal experience as a confirmation of that.
而且我们应当认识到我们的本相为此来向神呼求。
And now that we know our true natural condition, we need to cry out to him.
然后我会分享到神他为了我们另立新约。
And then I'm going to share about how God has now established a new covenant with us.
那第三方面，那我们就要讲到这个新约就是神他的解答是什么。
And the third aspect for today is that in response to this new covenant, what is God's solution?
这个解答就是他的儿子。
His answer is in his son.
就是肉道成肉身的耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus who had come in the flesh.
所以我们会来看孩童耶稣十二岁的时候他讲的这一句话。
And so we're going to look at the young youth of our Lord Jesus, what he said when he was 12 years old.
我们看看这个故事跟他的背景。
We're going to take a look at the story and its background.
尤其我们看到这句话 岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗？这句话里面的内容到底是什么？
We're going to take a look particularly at the content of this phrase. Did you know that I ought to be occupied in my father's business?
然后我们再来看，当耶稣以这个是为他的心的时候，他一生有什么果效？
And now, once the Lord Jesus, once he made this his main thought, what was the result of his life?
他如何顺服了主？
How he was able to obey God?
那在第四个方面就讲到我们。
And the fourth aspect will be regarding us.
那我们怎么样来得着这样一个心呢？
So how can we obtain this heart?
所以最后我会分享到圣灵的工作。
And so lastly, I'll talk about the work of the Holy Spirit.
有几步的。
And there are several steps.
我们先要知道。
First, we need to know.
知道我们的身份到底是什么。
We need to know our true position.
我们的身份是神的儿子。
Our position is in God's Son.
所以因着这个身份，我们要与世界分别。
And so through this position, we are to be separated from the world.
甚至要让世上的人都惊奇。
It causes people in the world to be amazed.
然后第二步，我们要来学信心的功课。
Secondly, we need to learn the lesson of faith.
我们需要来听，需要来问。
We need to listen. We need to inquire.
第三方面呢？我们要在爱里面来建立自己。
And thirdly, we need to be established in love.
所以这里是讲到教会是神的家。
Here it speaks about how the church is God's house.
不光是个人，还有团体。
Not just individually, but corporately.
而且在这几方面之后，我们真正的行动是顺服。
And after these steps, then our true action is in obedience.
是做一个跟随的人。
That we need to be one who follows the Spirit.
好。所以大家可以知道这个难度有多大了。
And so now you know how difficult is today's sharing.
我们现在不到一个小时时间了。
And now we have less than an hour.
那我们先来看第一方面，就是心的重要。
So let's take a look at this first aspect, the importance of the heart.
知道心的重要之前，什么是心呢？
So before the importance, what is the heart?
这是神创造的一部分。
This is one aspect of God's creation.
那我们来了解的话，我觉得我个人觉得最容易理解的就是一个人的他的选择跟决定。
The best way to view or understand this, in my opinion, is one person's own choice or decisions.
所以上一周Dale弟兄已经跟我们分享过。
Last week, our brother Dale had already shared with us.
他提到以色列人当时有一个故事，就是他们心持二意。
There was a story of the Israelites, how they hesitated between two opinions.
到底是顺从耶和华呢，还是顺从巴利？
Are they going to follow Baal or are they going to follow Jehovah the Lord?
所以弟兄已经跟我们讲到这个选择，那其实这个选择就是我们的心。
And so our brother has shared with us, in this decision, that decision itself has to do with our heart.
而且讲到属灵里面的事情的话，
And regarding spiritual matters,
是没有中间地带的。
There is no middle ground.
巴利是什么呢？
What is Baal?
其实巴利就是在耶和华以外的其他的所有的代表。
Baal represents everything that is outside of the Lord.
约翰使徒约翰跟我们讲的时候，他也提到，他说人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
We know that the Apostle John has also told us, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
那也有弟兄不断的提到，就是如果主不是万有的主，他就根本不是主。
And Brother Dale repeatedly said that if he is not the Lord of all, then he is not the Lord at all.
所以我们读过的章节也讲到说，一生的果效是从心发出。
And so in this verse that we read, it says, out of it, out of the heart, are the issues of our entire life.
或者说我们的这个决定跟选择决定我们一生的内容。
Or we can say that the choices of our hearts will determine the entire outcome of our life.
尤其是在今天这个时代。
Particularly in this age.
我们的挑战有多少啊？
We have so many challenges.
数都数不清。
And you can't even count them all.
刚才就算是这个麦克风啊，它都会出问题。
Just thinking about how the microphone, there was an issue with it.
那我昨天在准备的时候，我在电脑打字的时候，我的那个电脑突然之间变得非常的慢，打一个字可能要半秒钟它才能出来。
Just yesterday, as I was typing on my computer and preparing for the message, it took about half a second for one letter to be typed out. It had problems.
所以大的环境来讲，我们现在有疫情。
And so, in generally and overall, we can say that we are also facing the problem of the pandemic.
不只听到一个弟兄姐妹说，这一段我的爱心冷淡了。
And we constantly hear brothers and sisters saying that my love has grown cold.
聚会可有可无了，感觉。
That it's okay to go without the meetings.
那有的人不知道前面的方向是什么。
And there are those who don't know their life direction.
那提到下一代的光景更让我们担忧。
And when we talk about our next generation, it causes us to worry even more.
那为什么会这样呢？
Why is it like that?
跟心有关系。
This all has to do with the heart.
那我们要了解一件事情。
We need to come to understand.
心为什么这么重要？是因为今天一个最终的征战到底在哪里呢？
We need to come to know that the main focus point, where is that battle?
当神与他的仇敌征战的时候，征战的战场到底在哪里呢？
When God is fighting with his enemy, where is the battleground?
就是在我们的心里。
It is in our heart.
一生的果效从心发出，是说明心是一切的出发点。
Now when we speak of how out of it are the issues of life, we see that the heart is the very beginning of all these things.
刚才也提到它决定我们生命的内容。
It determines the content of our life.
所以仇敌他今天试他所有一切的办法，要把我们的心从神面前要夺走。
And so we know that the enemy is trying everything to wrestle our hearts away from God.
所以今天会有这么多这些外面的娱乐Yeah.
That is why there's so much entertainment in the world today.
政治的动荡。
And there's so much upheaval in politics.
家庭里面的所有的这些教育，关于教育。
And a lot of education difficulties in the family.
夫妻的这些婚姻的问题。
And marital strife.
还有工作上的一些压力。
As well as pressures at work.
所有这些东西都是让我们的心从神面前挪开。
All of these things is trying to distract our heart away from God.
所以今天我们最大的需要，我们都知道是生命的成长。
And so today, the greatest need we know is for our spiritual, our life growth.
我们会看到孩童耶稣他讲这句话，他前后的那个故事。
We see the story, the content of the youth Jesus when he spoke this sentence.
所以这些都跟我们有一个对的心。紧紧相连的。
All of this is directly related to our heart.
那什么是对的心呢？
So what is a right heart?
就是以耶和华的事为念。
That you are mindful of the Father's business.
以父的事为念。
We are occupied with the Father's business.
这是我们今天真正的需要。
This is our true need today.
连主耶稣自己都在学习，从他的成长过程里面。
Even the Lord Jesus, in his growth and development, he was learning it the same way.
所以感谢主，我们现在今天愿意神启示我们知道这个心的重要。
So we thank the Lord for this revelation for the importance of our heart.
那第二个方面，我们现在就来看这个天然人这个心的光景。
And so secondly, now let's take a look at the condition of natural man.
因为这是外面之外的话 ，Stephen 弟兄已经讲是里面的阻碍。
Because just as our brother had shared earlier, it's not just the outward distractions, but it's an inward problem.
或者说我们要来看的是我们里面的本相。
Or let's take a look at the natural or the true condition of within.
因为不然的话
Otherwise,
今天我们如果活在这样一个天然的人的里面
If we are living in our natural self,
失败再加失败
It is failure upon failure.
我们是不可能来跟随神的旨意。
We cannot follow the will of God.
很多神的儿女不了解这件事情。
Many children of God do not understand this.
所以我们等会儿会看到以色列人他们立志要跟从神。
And so we see how the Israelites, they had this ambition to follow God.
但是他们却失败。
Yet they failed.
所以我们现在来看看以色列人他们的历史。
So let's take a look at the history of the Israelites.
就取其中的一段。
We're just going to take one section.
就是他们出埃及过了红海之后在旷野里面的四十年。
We're going to take a look at their 40 years after they left Egypt.
如果你愿意的话你可以把圣经翻到诗篇的106篇。
If you're able, please turn to Psalm 106.
在短短的几十节里面就讲到整个他们的故事。
In a very short few verses, it tells us their entire story.
是讲到他们心的光景。
It tells us the condition of their heart.
在诗篇106篇他首先讲到的是第八节到第十二节，我们如果看的话
，We're going to take a look first at Psalm 106, verse 8
to
9, to 8 to 12.
Yeah, 在第八节到第十二节， 我们看到啊，神他用他的这个名来拯救他们，彰显了大能。
We see from verse 8 to 12, he saved them for his name's sake that he might make known his might.
救他们脱离仇敌，过了红海。
After they had been set free from the enemy, they crossed the Red Sea.
到十二节啊，他们信了他的话。
And in verse 12, they believed his word.
他们歌唱赞美他。
They sang his praise.
然后到第十三、第十四节。
And then we come to verse 13 and 14.
他们却忘记了。
They soon forgot.
很快很快他们就忘记了。
Very quickly they forgot.
就是这些过了红海唱过赞歌的人。
Just these people who were just crossing the Red Sea singing his praise.
然后他们在神面前就抱怨。
And so they complained before God.
抱怨他们要什么呢？
What did they want?
他们要吃。
They wanted to eat.
神满足了他们。
And that would satisfy them.
他们要喝。
They wanted to drink.
神也满足他们。
And God satisfied them.
可能我们觉得吃喝是人必要的嘛。
And perhaps we may think, well, that's necessity for human life.
但是他们的心不对。
And yet their heart was not right.
所以马上就显出他们说我们要吃肉。
Very quickly, we see that they wanted to eat meat.
已经超过基本的需要了。
This now surpasses the basic necessity.
在一个大的旷野里面。
In the great wilderness.
他们到底要什么呀？
What did they really want?
他们是要看看神你到底是不是神。
They wanted to see if God was truly God.
他们要看看神你真的是对我好吗？
They wanted to see God, are you truly good to me?
所以在这里面提到的时候，圣经里面讲到他们十次试探神。
And so the Bible tells us they tempted God 10 times.
这是他们的心。
This was their heart.
这个是以色列人他们当时的光景。
This was the condition of the Israelites at the time.
所以神虽然供应了他们的需要。
Even though, yes, God provided for their needs.
但是圣经里面也讲，他们身体的需要得满足之后，他们的心灵就软弱了。
And yet, the Bible tells us that after God has satisfied all their needs, their heart, their soul became weak.
他们的心弱了。
Their soul became lean.
他们的感谢的心弱了。
Their thankful heart became lean.
他们赞美的心弱了。
Their heart of praise became weak.
他们征战的心弱了。
The heart of fighting now also became weak.
到第十六节。
And now we come to verse 16.
现在他们是彼此相争。
And now they envied and fought against one another.
可拉党的背叛。
And even in the rebellion of Dathan of Abiram,
他们到摩西面前来挑战他。
They came to challenge Moses.
说你为什么自高超过我们这些人呢？
They said, "Why did you exalt yourself above us?"
反过来就说我应该跟你一样起码。
In other words, shouldn't I be the same as you?
心里面的骄傲高抬。
And so, in their jealousy and envy, they exalted themselves.
对，是因着嫉妒。
And they were jealous.
在可拉之前，其实还有摩西自己的哥哥跟姐姐米利安跟亚伦来挑战摩西。
And even before Korah, we know that Moses' own brother and sister Miriam and Aaron they also strove against him.
因为摩西似乎做了一件不对的事情。
Because Moses had done something they thought was wrong.
那你就指责摩西他做的不对的就好了吗？
Now, if you just point out that mistake, then that's good enough.
没有。
But no,
他们说神的话岂是单单临到你吗？
They said, has God's word not come upon you?
还是嫉妒。
They were still jealous.
还是一个自高。
It was still an exalting.
所以当场他们两个就得了大麻风。
And very quickly, Miriam, she became a leper.
而可拉跟他的一党就是地分开，从来没有发生这样的事，地分开把他们吞灭。
And so for Korah and Dathan, we know that right then and there, the earth opened up and swallowed them.
还有火出来烧灭。
And fire also came out to burn them.
还不止，还有瘟疫临到整个以色列人。
And not only that, but pestilence came upon all the Israelites.
大家记得瘟疫。
Remember, pestilence.
在这段历史，瘟疫一直一直的重复出现。
And so in history, we see pestilence constantly is reappearing.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
他们拜金牛犊。
They made a calf and did homage to it.
是耶和华领他们出来的。
Now it was saying it was Jehovah who led them out.
但他们就把耶和华的形象变掉了。
Now they changed the image of Jehovah.
到第二十四节。
Verse 24.
这件事非常让神伤心，也非常让神愤怒。
This is something that caused great sorrow and great wrath to our God.
那这件事也造成以色列人里面死亡最多的一次。
And this was a time when the most Israelites perished as well.
就是他们轻看了那美地。
Because they despised the pleasant land.
神说旷野我要带你们经过之后要到一个地方。
Now the Lord has said, I'm going to bring you through the wilderness to a place.
然后你们去看一看有多美好。
Go take a look. It is so pleasant.
他们看了。
They took a look.
12 people went to look.
12 people went
to look. 都是各个支派的首领啊。
And these were all leaders of each tribe.
是带领的人啊。
These were leaders.
他们看完之后说, 好是好。
They took a look and said, yes, it is good.
但是我们要去的话, 我们就必死。
But if we go, we will die.
因为我们打不过那些人。
Because we cannot overcome the people there.
所以其中10个人就报这样的这个恶信。
This was the evil report given by 10 of them.
那只有2个人是不一样的。
Only 2 were different.
那这10个人, 他们带着全以色列人在神面前又是哭泣又是抱怨。
And so these 10 people, they led the Israelites to cry out and complain and murmur against the Lord.
他们甚至觉得神要带他们是让他们来死在旷野里面。
They felt that God was bringing them into the wilderness to die.
他们前面他们还纪念在埃及的这些鱼啊肉啊。
They were still remembering the fish and the meat that God had given them in Egypt.
啊, 确实不花钱从河里就可以捞嘛。
And yes, they didn't have to spend any money. They could just go and catch that fish.
但是他们忘记了。
And yet they forgot.
当他们吃鱼吃肉的时候, 他们是做奴隶的呀。
That while they were eating meat, they were slaves.
他们是做苦工的呀。
That they were doing hard labor.
而且当时他们生下来的男孩子是一个个被杀死的。
And that if they gave birth to a son, that son needed to be killed.
一边吃鱼一边吃肉一边被人灭族, 他们竟然想回去那个地方。
They were still wanting to go back to the place where they ate meat and yet were being killed.
所以因着这件事,
and so because of that,
他们的死亡人数是超过60万。
The number of people that died was past 600,000.
他们没有意识到这个旷野只不过是一个暂时的地方。
They didn't realize that the wilderness is only a temporary place.
他们把这些困难想得比神还要大。
They thought of these difficulties as something bigger than God.
所以这个是什么心呢?
So what kind of heart is that?
就是不信的恶心。
This is an evil, unbelieving heart.
我们周五查经, 啊, 有姐妹特别提到这件事。
On Friday night during our Bible study, a sister particularly
还是非常新鲜,
mentioned this.
罪中之罪就是不信。
And so she did share that this main sin among all sins is unbelief.
所以圣经讲到不信的心呢，要加一个字，叫做恶心。
And so the Bible also describes this by adding another word, saying it is an evil unbelief.
啊, 这是以色列人当时的光景。
This was the condition of the Israelites at the time.
所以开始他们, 呃, 可能有些掺杂。
And so at the beginning, perhaps they had some mixture.
可能追求一些世界的事情。
They pursued after some things in the world.
慢慢到了第28节。
Gradually, as we come to verse 28,
他们简直是与巴利联合。
Now they united and joined themselves with Baal.
本来他们应该属神的。
Previously, they belonged to God.
但是他们在身体上行淫乱。
And yet now, because of immorality,
跟, 呃, 外邦的摩押女子行淫。
Because they committed adultery, immorality with the Moabites.
在属灵上面这也是淫乱的。
This is also immorality, spiritually speaking.
就等于一个妻子离开丈夫。
Now, a wife leaves a husband.
所以他们去拜巴利。
And so now they have gone to worship Baal.
非常得罪神。
This truly sinned against God.
所以不光是掺杂, 他们完全的远离神, 投向了这个偶像。
So it wasn't just mixture, but they had completely left God and now entered in this joining with the idol.
那在第, 呃, 32到33节。
Now verse 32 and 33.
在那里是米利巴一个地方, 他们又来说, 我们要喝水。
And now they came to a place called Meribah, and again they said they wanted water.
那时候摩西都急躁了, 讲了急躁的话。
And even Moses himself, he was rash and provoked.
因为好像是在那转圈嘛。
Because it was like they were just going around in circles.
10次试探不够, 又回到原点, 所以他们40年在旷野里面就是兜圈子。
And so they tested God over and over, God is just constantly going in circles for 40 years.
摩西都受不了了。
Even Moses couldn't stand it anymore.
因为摩西是为这些人来求的呀, 在, 呃, 这个探子回来, 神要灭以色列人的时候。
Because even Moses, he previously spoke for the Israelites when God wanted to kill all of them because of the 10 spies.
当神要用瘟疫灭掉所有以色列人, 只保留摩西跟他的后代的时候。
God wanted to kill all the Israelites with a pestilence and only save Moses for his own sake.
摩西为这些人代求。
And yet Moses, he prayed for the Israelites.
但在这个米利巴的地方, 摩西, 他真的受不了了。
And here at Meribah, Moses couldn't stand it anymore.
这个世上最谦和的人,
the one who was the meekest in all the world.
他也跌倒了。
And he even sinned and fell.
他用这个杖来打磐石说, 我给你们水。
He took his staff and he struck the rock saying, I will give you water.
但他 没有代表神。
Because he did not represent God.
神不是让他这样去做的。
God did not want him to do that.
所以摩西，没错，他是错了。
Yes, indeed, Moses was wrong.
神没有让他进这个迦南美地，没有冤枉他。
God did not allow him to go into Canaan, and it was not too much.
但肯定有一件事，就是摩西是被这些人拖累了。
But we do know for sure that Moses was weary of the people.
或者我们来总结一下讲的话，就是说在整个历史上面，我们可以看到人是不能来跟随神的。
We can sum it up to say that in all of history, man cannot follow the Lord.
但是我们当然也看到每一次在就算在这样的光景，神可以使用心里对的人来拯救。
And yet, every single time we see that God brings salvation through a person who has a right heart.
我们可以看到约书亚跟加勒。
We can see Joshua and Caleb.
在圣经里面，神提到他们的时候，尤其提到加勒的时候，说他另有一个心志。
In the Bible, when he talks about Caleb, he says that he had a different spirit.
他是专一跟从我。
He was one who followed God fully.
所以这么多的人里面，因为有一个人有这个心志，他带了另外的就是剩下的以色列人四十年之后，他们把他们带到这个迦南美地。
Among all the people, there was one person who was now able to bring the others into Canaan.
就是因为有人另有一个心志。
Because now there is one person who has a different spirit.
当然，在以色列人后面的历史，我们也看到大卫。
And of course, in Israelite history, we see that there's David.
大卫，我们最记得的就是他的心。
And we know what is recorded about David is his heart.
在一个孩童的时候，整个以色列人在这个哥利亚面前失败恐惧的时候。
While he was a youth, and all of Israel was in great fear and trembling before Goliath.
这个孩子跑到这个军队对阵的面前，他说：“这个未受割礼的人，他怎么敢向耶和华永生神的军队来骂阵呢？”
This youth, this young child, now went to the leader of all the Israelites and said, "How can this uncircumcised man now curse the living, true God of Israel?"
所以弟兄姐妹们，我相信你在听的时候已经在思想。
And so, brothers and sisters, I believe that as you are listening, you are thinking about this.
这里每一件事都跟今天我们的经历的有关。
Every single one of these things have to do with our experience today.
今天这样一个混乱的时代，有没有一个年轻人他的心里说，这些外邦人怎么敢向耶和华神来叫骂呢？
Among our young people, are there any who say that how can these Gentiles say in front of our true and living God?
所以他的心说，我靠着耶和华的名征战。
And so he says that according to the name of the Lord, I fight.
那我们当然记得这个大卫，当他后来的时候，他是被神称为合他心意的人。
And we know that the Lord later on also spoke of David, saying that he is a man after my own heart.
那大卫做了一件什么事呢
？So what did David do?
大卫问神一个问题。
David asked God a question.
他说：“你住哪里啊
？”He said to the Lord, "Lord, where do you dwell?"
或者说，换一句话说，神，你有家吗
？Or in another words, Lord, do you have a house?
你愿不愿意在我们中间住呢
？Are you willing to dwell among us?
所以大卫他的心就是追随耶和华到一个地步，他看到。耶和华的心。
David, he sought after the Lord to such a point where he saw the heart of the Lord.
所以大卫不是因为他做的事情让神喜悦。
So it wasn't that David did anything that allowed the Lord to be
pleased. 他也不是一个完全人。
Because he was not a perfect man.
他甚至杀人，他犯罪，他奸淫。
He was a murderer. He sinned and he committed adultery.
但耶和华这句话讲的，神讲这句话的意思就是说，有人他追随我的心。
But the Lord said this because he now says there is a man who is after my own heart.
所以大卫当然也带来以色列人的复兴，建立了国度。
And so yes, we know that David brought in the revival of the nation and brought in the kingdom.
但我们都知道，约书亚之后也好，大卫之后也好，以色列人又失败了。
And we know that even after Caleb, even after David, the Israelites still failed.
所以当这些重复的这些失败之后，有一个结论的。
After these many repeated failures, there is this conclusion.
是耶利米在以色列陷落的最黑暗的时刻。
It was during the time of Jeremiah, during the darkest time of the Israelites.
耶利米书十七章第九节讲了这么一句话。
And in Jeremiah 17:9, there is this phrase.
人心比万物都诡诈。
That man's heart is deceitful above all else.
坏到极处。
It is incurable.
谁能识透呢
？Who can know it?
所以耶利米他因着这个人的 自己的欺骗自己。
And so Jeremiah, because man deceives himself,
因着神在以色列人身上所做的这个审判的工作
because of the work of judgment of God upon all the Israelites,
在大先知里面他是唯一写了两本书的人
among the major prophets, he is the one who wrote two books.
他写了另外一本书叫耶利米哀歌
There's another book called Lamentations.
是专门用这样 一本书来哭泣
This is an entire book which weeps.
里面讲到孩童也好，少年人也好，老年人也好，处女也好，壮丁也好，都倒在刀下。
Whether it's the little ones, the young, the old, the virgins, the young men, all of them had fallen.
所以我们要看看我们今天本身的光景。
So we need to take a look at our true condition.
我们都是得救的人。
We are all those who are saved.
但是我们却发现一次又一次的失败。
Yet we realize we fall and fail over and over.
我们为吃为喝，为超过这些基本需要的事情来被这些所引诱。
Over eating and drinking and things that are beyond our necessities, we are constantly tempted by these things.
如果老板让我们加班，比教会让我们聚会要有效的多。
If our boss wants us to put in more time, then that actually pulls us more than going to the meeting.
而且我们在弟兄姐妹之间来抱怨。
And then we come and complain before our brothers and sisters.
所以每一次讲，我的压力都很大。
And so every time I speak, there's great pressure.
因为会有我知道会有声音说这个人讲的好或者不好或者是怎么样。
Because there will be voices who say, "Oh, you shared well. Oh, you didn't share so well," and all these things.
那我也知道，确实有弟兄姐妹比我讲的好。
And yes, I do know there are some brothers and sisters who share much better than me.
所以呢，因为我自己曾经坐在下面的时候，我也是这么来指责讲的弟兄姐妹。
And yes, in the past, I have sat there where you are sitting, and I have also judged in my heart whether the speaker spoke well or not so well.
所以我想我们。知道自己的光景。
So we need to know our true condition.
而且我们有不信的恶心。
And we have an evil, unbelieving heart.
就在这个疫情之中，把这些很多都显出来。
And so in the midst of the pandemic, all of these things have been revealed.
所以我们的心如果不对的话
，So if our heart is not right,
我们可能有个喜乐
，Perhaps we may have a joy.
可能有个得胜
，Perhaps you may have a victory.
可能有个平安稳妥和满足
Perhaps you may have joy and satisfaction.
但迟早我们会落到黑暗的光景
But very soon, and it will happen that you will fail.
会回到忧虑里面
That you will go back into worry.
会回到被罪辖制的里面
You will go back into bondage of sin.
会回到不冷不热的光景
You will go back to a lukewarm condition.
甚至完全转离神
And that you will fall away from God.
这是我们的光景
This is our true condition.
其实我们都想要来跟随神。
Actually, we are all willing to follow God.
所以我们应该如何呢
？So what should we do?
就像大卫一样。
Just like David.
大卫在他犯罪之后。
David, after he sinned.
他其实当时还不知道自己犯了罪。
At that time, he didn't even consider himself.
犯了罪之后，他就写了诗篇的五十一篇。
And yet, after he sinned, he wrote Psalm 51.
他就说。神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me."
神听这样的祷告。
God heard his prayer.
神绝不轻看这样的祷告。
The Lord will not look lightly upon such a prayer.
如果神迅速的来拯救的话。就是对这样的人，神的行动是最快的。
If God is one who works rapidly, His salvation comes the most quick to a person like this.
所以愿我们不要再自己欺骗自己。
So don't lie to yourself.
知道我们是什么样的人。
Know what kind of person we are.
活在这个天然的人里面，就是这样的光景。
If you live in your natural self, this is your condition.
基督徒生活我们是不会过的。
We don't know how to live the Christian life.
所以我们彼此提醒，不要成为一个不会认罪的人。
So we need to mutually remind one another that we need to be those who know how to repent.
罗芳姐妹在前几周跟我们做过这样的见证。
Our sister a few weeks ago gave us this testimony.
她在车祸的里面，心稍稍偏离一点神，她就说神责备我。
And so in the midst of her car accidents, if her heart just deviated a little bit, she said, Oh Lord, rebuke me.
所以她求神把她带回。
She asked the Lord to return her.
但是感谢，所以感谢神，当我们这样呼求的时候。
And so we thank the Lord when we cry out in this way.
在这个最黑暗的时候。
During the darkest times.
也是耶利米。
It is also Jeremiah.
他给我们这样的希望。
Who gave us such a hope?
在耶利米书的31章31节。
In Jeremiah 31:31.
耶利米这么说。
Jeremiah said it this way.
日子将到。
Behold, days come.
我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
That I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
这是一个什么样的约呢？
What kind of covenant is this?
第33节这么讲。
In verse 33 it says,
所立的约乃是这样。
This is the covenant that I will make.
我要将我的律法放在他们里面。
I will put my law in their inward parts.
写在他们心上。
And will write it in their heart.
所以这是神的应对。
This was God's response and answer.
那我们就看这第三个方面，神是怎么成就的呢？
Now let's take a look at this third aspect. How is God going to accomplish this?
神的回答就是他的儿子。
God's answer is His Son.
先从一个人开始。
It began from one man.
所以道成肉身。
Who came in the flesh.
耶稣就是那马槽的婴孩。
Our Lord Jesus, He was that infant in the manger.
从这个一个婴孩开始，他有一颗对的心。
Starting from the infant, he had a right heart.
所以在路加福音第二章第四十九节，我们来看这个故事。
So we can take a look at the story from Luke 2, verse 49.
当这个婴孩长大，他的智慧身量都在增长。
As this infant was growing, all of him, his in stature and in mind, he was growing in the Lord.
在他十二岁的时候。
At age 12.
在这个犹太人的这个规则里面。
In the tradition of the Jews,
12岁就是律法之子了。
Age 12, now he becomes a son of the law.
他可以像成人一样有他的权利。
He now, like an adult, he has his rights.
可以有他的责任。
He has his responsibilities.
他可以独立的选择了。
And now he has the ability to choose for himself.
所以当时他的父母呢，就带他到这个圣殿，到耶路撒冷过节。
And so his parents brought him to Jerusalem for the festival.
然后过节之后，这个父母跟家人都回去的时候，他却一个人留在耶路撒冷，留在圣殿里。
And after the festival, his parents and everybody they left, yet he himself he's remained in the temple.
然后他的父母突然找不到他了，过了一天。
All of a sudden, they realized his parents realized that they could not find Jesus.
啊，父母找不到孩子，当然很心急了。
Now, as a parent, if you cannot find your child, of course you become anxious.
叫他们回去找耶稣。
And so they went back to look for Jesus.
花了三天时间才找到。
They took 3 days to look for him.
我在想，他们到底去哪儿找了？
So I think to myself, where were they looking for him?
这个孩子总要吃喝吧。
And they thought, perhaps as a child, you need to eat and drink.
所以我可能先去麦当劳去找一找。
Perhaps I'll go to McDonald's first to look for my child.
不管怎么样，找了三天才找到。
No matter what, it took them 3 days before they found him.
是在圣殿找到耶稣。
They found Jesus in the temple.
然后这个妈妈就说，你怎么能这样对我们呢？你知道我们很伤心呢，很焦急来找你呢。
And so his mother said, "Child, why did you treat us this way? Do you not know that we were worried and anxious?"
所以十二岁的耶稣就讲了我们刚才读过的这句话。
And so the 12-year-old Jesus, he said this phrase that we just read.
你们为什么找我呢
？Why is it that you have sought me?
岂不知我应当以我父的事为念吗
？Did you not know that I ought to be occupied in my father's business?
所以他把他的心打开。
Now he opened up his heart.
让大家知道他的心到底要什么。
To show everyone what he wanted in his heart.
他为什么这么做
？Why did he want do this?
如果我们看这个故事的背景的话
，If you look at the background of the story,
以色列人这样的失败跟这个堕落
，In all of the rebellion and the sin and failures of the Israelites,
到最后神就是静默。
At the very end, we see that God became silent.
所以在耶稣来到之前有400年时间，神不跟以色列人讲任何话。
Before our Lord Jesus came to this earth, God was silent for 400 years.
所以或者说耶稣讲的这句话等于是神借着人也好，他自己也好，向人在400年之中讲的第一句话。
And so we can say that this phrase that our Lord Jesus said is the very first word, whether it's to man or to God, that God wanted to speak.
那这句话里面到底讲了什么呢
？What is he saying exactly？
在这里面讲的就是说，这是一个人。对不起，我再稍微的回去一点，这是一个人口里讲出他的心意。
I'm sorry, let me go back a little bit. This is the heart's desire of what one man said.
这是一个十二岁的孩子讲的。
This is what a 12-year-old child
是他的开始。
This was his beginning.
所以我们大家需要知道一件事，就是说，这个 这个故事不光是为主日学十二岁的孩子的。
So in another words, this story is not just for the Sunday school.
我以前轻看这个故事。
I used to look lightly upon the story.
这个故事是为我们的，不管信主多少年日。
This story is for us, no matter how many years you have been saved.
我们需要有一个开始。
We need to have a beginning.
而且我们有了开始，还要继续的时时刻刻的回到这个开始的里面。
And once you have a beginning, at every moment you need to come back to this beginning.
这个人如果以此为心的话，他要发出一生的果效。
If you have the mind and heart of God in your heart, then this will be what comes out of your entire life.
如果我们现在到五年级去问我们的孩子们
，If you are to go to the fifth grade class right now.
问问他们你这一生到底要做什么
？And ask them what do you want to do with your life？
以前有一个父亲，突然就在他的孩子当时这个年纪的时候就找到这个父亲。
And so once there was this father who asked this question to their fifth grade child。
就是孩子主动来找爸爸，就说：“哎呀，爸爸，原来玩游戏是可以赚钱的。”
There was a child who went to the father and said, "Oh, I didn't realize that if I play games, I can actually earn money."
然后我就问，哎，说漏了，这个爸爸就问这个儿子。
And so this father asked the son,
怎么会打游戏还可以有收入呢
？How can you have an income by playing games？
他说你一边打一边就在做 YouTuber。
Because as you play, you can record it as a YouTuber.
大家看到这是何等不同的一个生命。
That's such a different life.
但耶稣因着这个生命，他在成年之后第一件事就是受尽。
But as our Lord Jesus grew up, once he became an adult, the very first thing he wanted to do was to be baptized.
当他受尽之后，父亲就说：“这是我的儿子，我所喜悦的。”
And at his baptism, the father spoke, "This is my beloved son,
whom I am
well pleased."
照父的心意行了诸般的义。
And according to the will of the father, he fulfilled all righteousness.
然后呢，他到旷野里面受了四十天的试炼。
And then he went out into the wilderness and was tempted for 40 days.
就像以色列人当时一样，有四十当然他们窥探这个美地四十天。
And then just like the Israelites who despised the beautiful land for 40 years.
但这四十天，神把他们作为四十年，让他们在旷野兜圈。
Those 40 days became 40 years in which they circled.
但不管怎么说，耶稣是四十天在旷野受试炼。
But no matter what, our Lord Jesus, he was tempted for 40 days.
在这个里面，他到底讲了什么话呢
？And during that time, what did he say?
他说：“不要试探主。”
He says, "Do not tempt God."
他当拜主你的神。
Worship the God, our God, the one and only God only.
人活着不是单靠食物。
Man does not live by food, by bread alone.
我想我们都知道这些故事。
We all know these stories.
后来他医病赶鬼来传道。
And then he healed, he cast out demons, he shared the gospel.
他说我看见父说了我就说，看见父做了我就做。
He says, if I see my father do it, if I see my father speak, that is what I speak and what I do.
而且我们知道他最后他的血流出，他的身体裂开。
And at the end, we know that his blood poured out and his body was broken.
成就了这个救恩。
Accomplished the salvation.
而且他成了这个生命的粮，今天圣灵赐下，成为我们的生命。
And then he became the bread of life so that now we may have life.
就是因着他一生从这个开始以父的事为念。
His entire life came about because he was mindful of his father's business.
所以就算是那个苦杯，他说我也愿意喝。
So even though it was just the cup, it was the cup of bitterness, he was willing to drink it.
那这句话里面到底代表的是什么意思呢
？So in these words, what exactly does it represent?
第一件事就是他知道他的身份呢。
First, he knew his significance and position.
他知道他是神的儿子。
He knew that he is the son of God.
他说神是我的父。
He says, God is my father.
因着这个身份。
Because of this position,
他如此的不同
he is so different.
甚至他这个肉身的父母都不知道他在讲什么
Even his earthly parents could not understand.
找他都找不到
They couldn't find him.
因为他说我是神的儿子
Because he says, I am God's son.
当然还有很多的他在那里在圣殿里面一边听一边问
And in the temple, he was listening and asking questions.
他在那里寻求
He was seeking.
他在那里学习
He was there to learn.
他要明白
He wanted to understand.
他的心已经是对准了。
His heart was already tuned
correctly. 但是他要知道这个内容。
And so in this content,
他要知道对父的事到底是什么。
He wanted to know exactly what is the Father.
然后他才发现，原来父的心是在地上的人的身上。
And then he came to learn that the heart of the Father is upon man.
可能我们要惊奇。
Perhaps this amazes us.
父的事 原来就是你，就是我。
The Father's business is you and I.
当我们要知道什么是对的心的时候，我们先要来看神的心到底是什么呀。
When you want to have a right heart, we need to first take a look. What is God's heart?
在路加福音二章十九节还有另外一个翻译。
There's another translation in Luke chapter 2, verse 19.
他说：“岂不知我应当在我父的家里吗？”
He says, should I not be in my father's house?
神的心，他的事情原来就是他的家呀。
What is in God's heart is actually his house.
大家还记得大卫吗？
Do you remember David?
原来神要的是一个家，有许多的儿子。
What God wants is a house filled with many sons.
或者说换一句话来说，这是神的爱要跟他的儿子在一起。
Or in another words, it is God's love that he wants to be with his sons.
所以耶稣一生的果效。
So the result of the entire life of Jesus.
就是为了你，为了我。
Is for you and for me.
就是因为神的爱。
It is because of God's love.
所以在浪子的故事里面，
So in the story of the prodigal son,
主耶稣就把他在天上看见的这个父亲跟浪子的故事讲给地上的人听。
The Lord Jesus spoke the story of what he saw in the heavenly father, and he shared the prodigal son this story with the people.
这个浪子只要回家，
so to point them to go home,
悔改，
to repent.
父亲远远看见就跑上去去与他连连的亲嘴。
The father saw him from afar and ran to kiss him on the mouth.
这个是父的事。
This is the father's matter.
今天许多信主的人，包括我自己，很多时候。
Today, many children of God, including myself,
以为神跟我们的关系就是说，神拯救了我们，给我们好多恩典，我们应该来回报他，应该来感谢他。
We think that God has saved us, and so we need to respond to His love and to His grace by giving Him thanks.
这样的事情其实很平常，不是吗？
Yes, this is very common and normal.
这个地上每天有多少富贵的人，他们把他们的一些礼物也好，一些东西也好，分给街上的这些流浪的无家可归的人。
Today, how many wealthy people are able to give money and give things to those who are homeless on the streets?
然后这些人可能会感谢他们。
And yes, these people will be thankful.
那又怎么样呢？
But then what?
我还没见过一个富贵人。
I have not met one wealthy person.
有他的这个宫殿一般的家。
Who has his great mansion?
到街上把他这些食物也好，什么也好，给了这个人。
To give a person who's on the street to give him food and give him things.
救了他之后。
After saving him.
说你跟我回家。
And tells him, come home with me.
你跟我住在那里。
Live with me in this mansion.
因为你是我的儿子。
Because now you are my son.
所以弟兄姐妹们。
So, brothers and sisters,
如果我们看到父的心的话，
if we see the Father's heart,
不是说好像神给了我们好多，让我们来回应他。
It's not just because we see all the goodness that God, the Father, has given to us, and now we respond.
父的心是说把所有最好的东西给他的儿子。
The Father has given all his very best to his son.
但是这个儿子先要回家。
But the son first needs to come home.
当然这也是雅各那个意象的故事，我没时间再去讲。
Of course, this is also the meaning of Jacob's vision in the wilderness, but we don't have time to go.
简单讲就是以前的弟兄告诉我们，这是一个孤单的神在旷野里面遇见一个孤单的人，然后神跟这个人启示说，我要跟你同在。
Simply put, an older brother has shared with us that this story is of a lonely God seeking a house, showing us a vision of a showing this vision to a lonely man.
所以雅各看到说，真的可畏啊。
And so Jacob says, "This is amazing."
原来这里是神的殿呢、啊。
This is a place that is God's house, God's temple,
也是天的门
and the gate of heaven.
这是神的心。
This is God's heart.
所以在这个之后，当然耶稣他就顺服。
And so here we see in this story that the Lord Jesus, he obeyed.
因着他有这样一颗心。
Because he had such a heart.
当他立志要以父的事为念的时候。
And so once he had set his mind to be mindful of and occupied of the Father's
business. 他从孝敬父母这个最小的事开始。
He started from the smallest thing of obeying his parents.
从人看他浪费了18年时间。
In man's eyes, perhaps it's like he wasted 18 years.
但是他就顺服。
And yet he obeyed.
而且在主的恩典里面成长。
And he grew in the grace of God.
他一步一步在这个世上地上的日子来跟随。
Step by step, he was following and obeying.
直到最后父启示他那个苦杯的时候。
Until when the father revealed to him the cup of bitterness.
他说我愿意。 来喝这个苦杯。
He said, I am willing to drink of this cup.
所以他来不是为了人类道德的提升。
And so he came not just to bring up the morality of man.
不是让我们过好日子。
So that we can have good days.
长命百岁。
And that we could live 100 years.
他来是要带我们回家。
He came to bring us home.
如果没有你我，他不需要道成肉身，放弃天上的荣华富贵。
If there was no you and I, then he would not have to come down and he had to go through everything that he did.
他不需要去受试探。
Then he would not have to be tempted.
他更不需要上十字架。
He wouldn't have to go up upon the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹们，他付了他的一切。
So brothers and sisters, he paid everything.
他摆下他的时间。
He laid down his time.
他的能力。
His efforts.
他的整个生命。
His entire life.
都摆在这件事，就是带浪子回家。
He laid everything he could so that the prodigal son could come home.
所以他为我们舍了性命。
He gave up his own life.
我们不能花点时间来纪念他吗？
Can we not spend a little bit of time to remember him?
今天早上我们就是从一个纪念开始的。
This morning we began from a remembrance.
那我在这里只提我心里的一个感觉。
And so I do want to bring up a sense that I have in my heart.
如果我们不来努力，或者说我们试着来参加饼杯聚会的话，是轻看神。
If we do not strive to come to remember him at his table, then we are actually despising God.
因为这个聚会是所有聚会里面最重要的。
Because this is the most important out of all the meetings.
因为这是一个回家的聚会。
Because this is a meeting where you are coming home.
现在我们看到我们怎样来得着这样一个心呢？
Now, let's take a look at how we are to gain this heart.
没错，耶稣他的一生这么的伟大。
Yes, our Lord Jesus, his life was great.
那我也接受了他。
And I now have accepted him.
但我还是个软弱的人。
And yet I am still a weak person.
怎样得着这样一个心？
How can I obtain such a heart?
那这个是神的工作。
Now this is God's work.
但是里面包含我们的选择。
And yet in within it, it includes our decision, our choice.
其实我该讲的已经讲了。
Actually, what I need to say, I've already said.
我只是在这里鼓励大家。
I'm just here to encourage everyone.
神今天，他不光是因着我们，因着律法尽，因着肉体软弱，我们不行，有所不能行的，神就差遣他的儿子成了最深的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体里定了罪案。没错，神这么拯救了我们。
For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God having sent his own son in likeness of flesh of sin, and for sin, yes, God has already saved us.
但是今天耶稣他已经成了末后的亚当，成了叫人活的灵。
Yes, but our Lord Jesus, he has become the last Adam. He is the life-giving spirit.
所以这律法的也可以成就在我们这些不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
And so now the righteous requirement of the law should be fulfilled in us, we who should now walk according to the Spirit.
所以我们跟随圣灵其实就是跟随耶稣。
So if you are following the Spirit, you are following Christ.
我们也可以以父的事为念。
Now we can be occupied with the Father's business.
这可以是我们的心。
This can be our heart.
那我只是鼓励大家。
Now I'm here to encourage
everyone. 因为今天在属神的儿女里面。
Because today, among God's people.
有许多的仰慕者却没有太多的跟随者。
There are many shepherds, but very few admirers, but few shepherds.
如果仰慕一个人，我非常的羡慕他。
And so if I admire a person or I look up towards somebody who's leading me, I admire them.
但他是他，我是我。
But that person is them, I am me.
我可以远远的来观察。
I could observe from far away.
但今天神要的不是仰慕者。
But today God's just not he's not looking for admirers.
神要的是跟随者。
He wants followers.
那我们怎么样来得着这样一个心？
How can we then gain such a heart?
第一件事就是知道。
First, we need to know.
岂不知？
Do you not know?
所以我们要知道。
So we need to know.
我们是神的儿子。
That we are God's sons.
我们不需要在这个世界上打转。
We don't need to just constantly go in circles in this earth.
圣灵已经跟我们的心同证，说阿爸父。
The Holy Spirit has already agreed with us, saying, Abba, Father.
我们祷告可以说天上的父神。
And so when we pray, we can speak to our Heavenly Father.
而且圣灵已经在我们身上有印记。
And the Holy Spirit has already sealed us in Him.
我们活在世上又吃又喝。
Yes, we live on earth, we eat and drink.
也使用世上的事物。
We use the things of this world.
我们不属这个世界。
But we are not of this world.
而且这个世界上的人，他们不认识我们。
And yet the people of this world, they do not recognize us.
甚至恨我们。
Even hate us.
这不是今天的光景吗？
Isn't that the condition of today?
年轻人说，如果我承认我是基督徒，我就被人恨死了。
Some say, if I acknowledge I'm a Christian, I'm hated by others.
但这是对的。
But that is right.
这就是应该的光景。
This is the normal condition.
我们就是跟世人不同。
Yes, we indeed are different from people of the world.
我们不在万民之中的。
And that we are not
没有我们是被拣选的。
We are those who have been chosen.
这是我们的地位。
This is our position.
所以我们要知道。
So we need to know.
然后我们来学信心的功课。
And then we need to learn the lesson of faith.
我们应当在圣殿的里面。
We ought to be in the temple.
来听，来问。
To listen and inquire.
我们来读神的话。
We are here to read God's word.
他的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because His word is spirit and life.
信道从听道来。
Faith comes from hearing.
听道是从基督的话来。
And hearing comes from the word of God.
我们来参加查经聚会。
If perhaps in Bible study.
参加主日的聚集。
We come to Sunday meeting.
我们也问，我们求问。
We also ask, we inquire.
我们参加祷告聚会。
We come to prayer meeting.
不光是在教会里面，我们个人。
Not only in the church, but individually.
也来读经，也来祷告。
We also read, we also pray.
圣灵会把天上的事告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit will tell us the things of heaven.
所以我们的祷告可以按着父的心意来祷告。
So now when we pray, we can pray according to the Father's heart.
而且我们保守自己在神的爱里。
And we keep ourselves in God's love.
父的事情就是他与我们这个爱的关系。
Now the Father's business is our relationship of love together with Him.
我们是在这个神的家里面，在身体里面来成长。
And now we grow together in the Father's house.
是在顺服里面来成长。
And we grow in obedience.
只要我们有这样一颗心的话，
As long as you have such a heart,
我们可以学好多的功课。
We can learn so many lessons.
这可以是我们一生的内容。
This is the content of our entire life.
可以得到一生的果效。
And the result of our entire life.
那至于怎么做？
How do you do this?
圣灵会带领的。
The Holy Spirit will lead you.
圣灵是真的。
The Holy Spirit is true.
圣灵除了圣经里面提到是真理的灵。
Yes, He is the Spirit of Truth.
他也是赐人智慧启示的灵。
He is also the Spirit of Wisdom and of Revelation.
那还有一个地方提到，这个灵是赐给顺从之人的灵。
The Holy Spirit is also given to those who obey and follow Him.
所以我们就在各样的事上顺从。
And so in all these aspects, we obey.
有这样一个心智。
And once we have such a mind and attitude,
以父的事为念。
To be mindful of the Father's business.
就算在苦难之中。
That even in tribulation,
就算在困难里面。
Just in difficulty.
可以像约书亚一样。
We can be just like Joshua.
至于我和我家，必定侍奉耶和华。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
所以我们要选择，到底是侍奉大河那边的神，还是侍奉耶和华。
So we need to choose: Are we going to serve the gods beyond the river or the Lord?
那下面结束的时候，我还是讲几个小小的例子，因为我们人需要有这些看得见的例子。
And so as I conclude, I do want to share some examples because as men, we want to see examples we can see.
讲到我们这个儿子地位的时候，
When we talk about this position of being a son,
大家还记得广仁弟兄前几个星期与我们的分享吗？
Just as Brother Kevin had shared with us a few weeks ago.
他说他毕业之后，因为他在乎神的事情，他就找了一个很简单的工作。
He said that after graduation, because he wanted to be mindful of God's things, he found a very simple job.
十秒钟就讲完了。
He spoke of that in less than
10 seconds. 这最短的见证了。
It was the shortest testimony.
但这个见证是弟兄的选择。
And yet this testimony is of our brother's choice.
我们在地上是住帐篷的。
Because we are just tent makers here. We live and dwell in tents.
是一定要到华尔街做工才叫做工吗？
Do we need to go work on Wall Street?
对不起，这个我没讲清楚。就是说，我们不需要追求那些这么高大的事情。
Pursue after great and high
世界上的东西
or the things of this world.
因为我们是神的儿子。
Because we are sons of God.
就算在公司，我们不是为老板做的。
Just like when we are at work, we're not working just for our boss.
我们是服侍我们的主。
We are serving our Lord.
这是神儿子做工的态度。
This is the attitude of a son of God.
那我们在信心里面来参加聚会，来每日与主亲近。
And so in faith, we also come to the meetings and we draw near to Him.
那我们也在爱中来服侍。
And in love we serve.
那最近我们教会有个服侍表。
Recently we had a service survey.
感谢主，有许多以前没有参加服侍的弟兄姐妹，他们愿意来参加。
We thank the Lord because we saw many brothers and sisters who previously did not serve. They're willing to now participate.
很多时候教会有一个宣布之后，不一定大家都顺从的。
It's very rare that when there is this a request from the church that everybody will all follow.
但是有弟兄姐妹在爱里面 以父的事为念。
But some brothers and sisters, because of God's love, they are mindful of Father's things.
有许多的人填了这个表。
Many people filled out the survey.
来建造神的家。
They want to build God's
house. 不光我们自己成长。
Not only for us to grow individually.
我们来服侍我们的弟兄姐妹。
But as we serve our brothers and sisters.
让我们的众子跟神都在这个家里面。
That together with many sons, we are in His house.
那有一个弟兄他顺服神。
There is a brother who obeyed God.
前一段我们聊起来就讲到神的恩典。
And as we were discussing, we spoke of God's grace.
这也是一个十秒钟的见证。
This was also a 10-second testimony.
非常喜乐地说。
He, with great joy, he said.
他说啊，我，他跟我，我到教会他就在这里了。
When I come to church, he's already here.
那起码二十几年以前。
And about 20-some years ago.
美好的主里的弟兄姐妹。
With all the good brothers and sisters.
这个弟兄笑笑就说，我刚到教会的时候就在打扫的那个组员里面。
And so he said, when I first came, I would clean and sweep in.
At cleaning crew.
In the cleaning crew.
他说，二十年之后。
20 years later.
我就成为这个打扫里面其中一个组的小组长。
I am now a group leader of the cleaning crew.
讲的是如此的喜乐。
And he said it with great joy.
20年
20 years.
他只不过从一个打扫的成为一个打扫的小组长而已。
From a member of the cleaning crew to now becoming a leader of the cleaning crew.
但圣灵会指教我们当做的事。
Holy Spirit will teach us and lead us in the things we ought to do.
不在乎我们外面怎么样。
It doesn't matter what we are outwardly.
在乎我们的心。
What matters is our heart.
当然神现在他已经不在上面，你不要找。他神给他有另外的服侍。
And of course, that brother now he has other services as well.
甚至今天他不坐在这里。
He's not seated here.
但是我们看到许多这样的见证。
But we see so many of such testimonies.
还有一位弟兄，我还是想提。
There's another brother I want to mention him.
因为这位弟兄是在前面的弟兄。
This is a brother who goes in front of everyone.
也是在顺服的里面。
And also in obedience.
他不是靠自己的力量。
He does not go according to his own strength.
因为在一些年前，他其实有一个病，让他甚至行动都有问题。
Because of some illness and difficulty in his physical health, he had trouble moving.
走路都走不了。
He could not walk.
那神医治他，但是在前一段好像又有点反复。
And so the Lord healed him, but recently it seemed like things went got bad again.
这弟兄跟我们交通就说，如果神允许的话，我还可以服侍。
Our brother had shared with us, if the Lord allows or if He wills, I will continue to serve.
但如果神不允许的话，我连动都动不了的。
However, if the Lord does not allow, I will not be able to move.
但这不成为他的难处。
Yet this has not become his difficulty.
他每一周有许多的服侍。
Every week he has many services.
天天都要服侍。
Every day he serves.
而且又在不久前，他查出来身上有癌症。
And then recently realized that he had cancer.
但是我准备的时候，我才想到，原来弟兄。经过了化疗。
And then as I was preparing, I thought of how our brother had gone through chemotherapy.
因为我都忘了他的经历，他的在神里面的摆上，让你不觉得他是一个有病的人。
And I had forgotten because of his service, because of everything he has given to the Lord, I had forgotten that he had gone through cancer.
我相信在弟兄的心里，他是以父的事为念。
I do believe that in my brother's heart, he is mindful of the Father's business.
神的恩典也让他胜过这些难处。
Because of God's grace, he has overcome all these difficulties.
但我提这个弟兄是因为这个弟兄他是一个就是服侍弟兄姐妹的人。
And I mention him because he is a brother who serves brothers and sisters.
因为他虽然身体这样，也是有一定的年纪。
And so yes, even though in his age he had illness.
他一样去探望那些年长的弟兄姐妹们。
He continues to visit the elderly.
身体软弱的。
Those who are weak.
还有年轻的。
As well as the young ones.
到家里面去访问他们。
And he would go to their homes to visit them.
因为这些人灵里面软弱。
And those who are weak in spirit.
而且这个弟兄，我记得有一次我们祷告的时候
，And I remember for this brother one time while we were praying，
人不多，只可能只有四家人
，And he，
只有四家人
，There were four families that were praying together。
那这个弟兄把每家的孩子的名字都提出来，在神面前祷告。
This brother mentioned the names of every single child in these four families to pray for them。
我自己的孩子三个名字，我可能都要想一想才能讲出来。
I have to think about the names of my own three children before I speak their names。
但是这个弟兄就是一个一个把这个名字读出来。
But this brother, he was able to speak of every single name of all these children.
Ruby, William, Daniel.
Ruby, William, Daniel.
Jessica.
Jessica.
Michelle.
Michelle.
所以我感谢神。
And so I thank the Lord.
因为神他让我们可以能够。
Because God is the one who enables us.
只要我们心里面有一个选择。
As long as in your heart you have chosen.
不光主耶稣走了这样一条路，有着一生的果效。
And so not only is it our Lord Jesus who has lived this entire life, had this result of his life.
而且在我们前面也有弟兄姐妹们。
But before us, there are also brothers and sisters.
像云彩一样围着我们。
Who surround us like a cloud, great cloud of witnesses.
这是神的见证。
For the testimony of the Lord.
见证父爱子。
They testify that the Father loves the Son.
而且他的儿子要带众子进到荣耀里面。
And his Son will bring many sons into glory.
所以感谢主，我们的交通停在这里。
This is my sharing today.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
父啊，感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你创造了我们。
You have created us.
你给我们有这样一颗心。
You have given us such a heart.
可以来选择你。
That we can come to choose you.
而且主啊，你还来指教我们。
And at the same time, you come to instruct us.
让我们知道我们的缺欠。
And discipline us so that we may know our shortcomings.
但你为了让我们经过旷野
And but for the sake of allowing us to go through the wilderness,
进入美地
to enter into the beautiful land,
可以回家
to go home.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你
Lord Jesus, for all this we thank you.
你的一生就是为了我们
Your entire life was for us.
为了父的心意可以与我们在一起
So that the Father's will.Allows you to be with us.
我们愿意来跟随你。
We are willing to follow you.
而且我们仰望有一天。
But we do look forward for that one day.
可以见到你。
We may see you.
你可以说你是我们的弟兄，你们是我的弟兄，我不以你们为耻。
For you to say that you are not ashamed to be called our brother.
你们与我一样。
But you are like me.
我经历试探，能够胜过，你们也是。
And that you have overcome temptation, and we will do the same.
我们也可以看到我们的父。
And we will also see our Father.
父啊，你称我们是你的儿子，你不以为耻。
Father, you are also not ashamed to call us your sons.
因为你在天上已经为我们预备了这个家。
Because you have already prepared a home, a place for us in heaven.
我们感谢你在下面的年日引领我们。
We thank you because all of our following days, you will lead us.
在疫情之中。
In this pandemic.
继续施恩。
You, may you give us grace.
带我们直到见你面的那一天。
Lead us until the day we meet you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.